This Paul W. Smith Show podcast is brought to you by Mesa, for good health, good business, and great schools.
Red Wings Weekly on WJR at 7:37, brought to you by Flagstar Bank, official partner of the Detroit Red Wings. By the University of Toledo, less than an hour away, and scholarships to cover out-of-state tuition. And by the Capital Grill, see what managing partner Phil Monroe can do for you. Stevie?
And we are very happy to have with us former Red Wing great, now a management type, Chris Draper. And Chris, we've got some issues with this hockey club, but first and foremost, how you doing, my friend?
I'm doing great this morning, and yeah, obviously I agree they're going through a little bit of a tough spell right now. Last night, Peter Mrazek was fantastic and almost snuck out 2 points for us, but got us an all-important one. You know, we're still up on Boston as we wake up this morning in the number three hole for the playoffs. So it's not all that bad, but, I know, you know, at this time of year and, you know, when you're not playing your best, the guys are, they got to go to the rink this morning and they just got to continue battling through it. And hopefully we can get some healthy bodies for tomorrow night's, Obviously, real important hockey game against the Boston Bruins. So hopefully we can, you know, Riley Sheahan, Pavel Datsyuk, hopefully those guys can get in the lineup for that game because that one's a big one.
Yeah, right now Drapes the lead over the Bruins for that most important third slot, down to 2 points. Fate would have it Thursday night, of course, Boston at the Joe Louis Arena. You talk about no Pavel, no Riley Sheahan, and by golly, I don't know how long we'll be without Drew Miller. You know, you of all people, Chris, realize, you know, how much can happen in just a split second in this game of professional hockey. And he takes a skate to the face last night off of Mark Stone. Happy to report a couple of deep lacerations, but his vision remains solid. That's very important.
Yeah, that was, that was scary. Just obviously, you know, for Drew, he was just doing what he's supposed to do. You know, as a left winger, you come in, you check and see if there's a loose puck there off the face off. And then you go, and then if nothing happens, you're going out to your defenseman. And, obviously they got tied up and the skate came up and very scary situation whenever you see, that skate come up, obviously how sharp they are. And it sounds like, Bilsey's going to be fine, but, it's, like you said, scary situation. And we're all hoping that, he's going to be fine.
Several people kind of surprised that Peter Mrazek got the start last night over Jimmy Howard. Don't know if you were one of those Drapes. But if it was your call, would you see if you can ride the hot hand, if you will, and have Mrazek between the pipes tomorrow night?
Well, you know, obviously that's going to come down to a coach's decision. And going into last night's game, he felt that was an opportunity to give the team a chance to win. And obviously he came out and responded and played a heck of a hockey game. But, you know, I read some quotes from Jimmy Howard and obviously he said all the right things. But, you know, the bottom line, both guys burn to compete and burn to be in that net. And, you know, it's not all bad when, you have to kind of light a fire, but when you want to kind of get guys engaged and focused and, you know, now, you know, reading all Jimmy Howard's quotes, you know, he wants to get back in the net. He wants to be the goalie. He wants to be the guy down the stretch. And now we'll wait and see when the opportunity comes. But at this time of year, your goaltending, you're always going to rely on your goaltending, and especially at this time of year. And so I know as a player, you know, we obviously always, you go out, you play. It doesn't matter who's in net. You're going to play hard for whoever it is. And that's the same situation for this team right now, whether it's Peter Mrazek or Jimmy Howard. The guys that are playing in front of them are going to do everything they can to win the game. And obviously the expectations of the goalies are going to do everything they can to help win the game. So these guys are going to stick together. They're going to battle through it. Everyone goes through, you know, little slumps and a little adversity. Unfortunately, you know, we're at the last, you know, week, 8 or 9 days of the season. Not the best time to be doing that, but, you know, they're going to remain focused. They're going to remain together. And as a team, they're going to come out of this and get ready for a playoff run.
Chris Draper and our Red Wings Weekly on WJR, brought to you by Flagstar Bank, official partner of the Detroit Red Wings, by the University of Toledo, less than an hour away, and scholarships to cover out-of-state tuition, and by the Capitol Grill. Phil Monroe, Lisa Banish will make your next meeting or event the best it can be.
Paul W. Smith breaks business news weekday mornings. Catch him live weekdays 5:30 to 9 on 760 AM. And streaming on WJR.com.